The University of Wyoming is embarking on a new age by increasing its interest on economic development and entrepreneurship. One new project is taking this vision even further by trying to develop a new niche ag market for the state, First Grains. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska finds the ultimate goal, profitability.
The idea came to Thomas Folk from France. He's a senior research scientist at the University of Wyoming College of Agriculture. He recently came back from an international trip for the college where he found a cookbook with a word he didn't understand.
The word is épeautre, which means spelt in English. And so I couldn't find this in my dictionary, so I went online and did the Google Translate, and I found spelt. And I thought, well, what is spelt?
Folk began researching spelt and found out that it's an ancestor of the most basic cereal crops, known as first grains. And he started thinking, can first grains be profitable for Wyoming?
It's kind of like what happened with beer. In the 80s, all of a sudden this craft brew revolution took place, and people started looking for these different kind of beers and specialty crops, and now the craft brew industry is actually really vibrant. What if we did this with this grain?
It turns out that emmer wheat, a relative of spelt, was grown in Wyoming in the early 20th century. But Caitlin Youngquist, also with the project, says it didn't last long.
So it very well may have been that it was harder to process and harvest. It also, these ancient grains or these early grains tend to yield lower. And unless you can charge a premium for that product, you just can't make as good of a profit off of it.
And making it a premium product is how First Grains have been making a comeback, even with its challenges.
So the reason to grow it is similar to an organic product. You often will have lower yields, but you'll be able to sell your product at a premium. And so it provides another niche, another specialty market for producers and another option for them.
Some studies have also cited health benefits, such as regulating metabolism and controlling cholesterol levels, which can be attractive for consumers. First Grains never really fell out of favor in Europe because they make up a niche food market. And Youngquist says this can happen in Wyoming.
There is a lot of pride in local Wyoming products, and particularly if you are producing something that tastes good, that makes a really good beer or makes a really good bread or bakery product, that's going to, of course, increase your demand.
This is exactly what Thomas Folk envisions for Wyoming, a niche market around spelt and emmer products. But an obvious question lingers. Will Wyomingites buy into it?
We're going to try to market this, put it into places and see what the feedback is, the uptake from consumers, from brewers and restaurateurs and bakers.
This is the entire point of the project.
The university is taking the risk this first year with all of this before we start talking to people, then saying, hi, would you be interested in growing this?
So this summer, 27 acres of spelt and emmer is being grown at three UW research stations, Powell, Sheridan, and Lingle. The grains will be harvested sometime in August, and by then, Folk is hoping to have breweries, bakeries, and restaurants lined up who will be given the grains for free.
We're going to try to get some research back, some feedback from restaurants and brew pubs and what they did with the seed, how their malt or their flour, what kind of products they made, what kind of prices they charged, what the reception was from the public.
The idea is, eventually, the university will step back and Wyoming's First Grains brand, Neolithic, will be handed over to private hands, but under one condition.
This has to be profitable. It's not going to fly economically, and so nobody's going to want to grow it if it doesn't pay.
The real test will come this fall when producers find out if anybody is actually interested in emmer and spelt products. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.